p.m. According to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. According to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2+ of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990, because I got nothing better to do right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up right now, it's time for the Radio Obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. And you've heard us talk about it way too much. About the fact that the backlog of Radio Obituaries has been quite steep of late. And we have had wonderful assistance from not only our ever-embiggening staff here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, but also just other listeners, too. You all have been so good about going to the Radio Obituary Backlog document, which you can still find, because it ain't done yet. You can still find it over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. It's an announcement at the top of the page, if you care to find it. But you kids have been doing a bang-up job of going through and helping save me a little bit of time in trying to figure out which obits that I have saved in my cursory research should actually be dealt with in the Radio Obituaries. I've even had to go through and take more out than you all thought I should, but that's what happens towards the end of the Radio Obituary year, which is next week, by the way. Next week also, the week that we play our quadrennial favorite, because it's the weekend before the presidential election, it's David Peel and the Super Apple Band with John Lennon for president. We can't wait. Can we ever? I didn't think so. So, anyway, back to tonight, though. Tonight, it's an all-Radio Obituary episode, so we can start getting through this backlog a little bit. We're still not going to clean it up before we get through the year, but that's okay. We're going to be in much better shape than we would have been otherwise. But let me just give a quick shout out to everybody who has helped out on the backlogs. So we have got big star number one, our director of minutia, Bob Cohen. He has been a champ. digging into Finnish lyricists and like learning things he never thought he'd learn. Welcome to the world of the radio obituary research, Bob Cohen. Then also, we've had able assistance from our Swami Pali C. You know, he is our spiritual advisor after all. We've had Dan Aloy in there. We've had our Ambassador Feelgood, Scott Cornish. Of course, our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., he's been in the mix as well. But, you know, we'll talk about other people as they pop up through the night. So, let us just jump right in to the initial radio obituary for Sidney Selby, also known as the Guitar Crusher. He was first known as the Bone Crusher, but it got changed to Guitar Crusher after he smashed his guitar over the head of an unruly customer in a club during his show. But he was an American blues guitarist and singer, based for many years in Berlin. But primarily a singer, he was billed as the big voice from New York, and he also played blues harmonica. In the 60s, he recorded a number of singles on the King record label out of Cincinnati. Guitar Crusher just passed away at 89. Thank you, Polly C., for making sure that we did not miss this one for a second. And let us start with some monkey content in this all-radio obituary episode, the initial radio obituary for Guitar Crusher, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Push and listen to the sound, and do the slapping all around.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Vexi Salmi, the finished lyricist that oh-so-fascinated one Bob Cohen. Of course he did, or else he wouldn't be the director of Minutia. But during Vexi's prolific career, he wrote the lyrics for over 4,000 songs, more than 2,400 of which have been recorded. He also wrote the lyrics for three Eurovision Song Contest candidates in 1974. In addition to being a lyricist, he also authored several novels and a collection of poetry, but he also acted as a judge in a television program on music lyrics. Fascinating. Vexi Salmi just passed away at 77. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Silloin naisten tanssiin hait. Mä hetken kirkkaan tähti taivaan näin. Ja tanssisali pyöri silmissäin. On siitä viikko nyt jo jäänyt taas. Silti unta en mä öisin saa. Kun sydän kurkkuun pomppii joka yö. Se hullu lailla epätahti. Ja pillereitä varmaan tonneittain. On lääketiede täysin voimaton. Sun läheisyytes ainut lääke on. Nyt joka ilta saavun uudestaan. Ootan, että sun mä nähdä saan. Kun sydän kurkkuun pomppii joka yö. Se hullun lailla epätahti. Tai sydän hyppää ulos paikaltaan. Vain sinä yksin mua auttaa voit, jos hetken kanssain vielä karkeloit. Nyt sydän kurkkuun pomppii joka yö. Se hullun lailla epätahtiin lyö.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are in an all-radio obituary episode tonight because it had to be done as we get to the end of the radio obituary year. And you know that means that your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., he's going to be polling you very soon to find out which of the radio obituaries should be retrospected. In the clip episode of the Saturday following Thanksgiving, he's going to be doing that with able assistance from our director of Minutia, Bob Cohen. Of course, Bob Cohen is all over tonight's episode. I couldn't have done this without him. Thank you all both. But you'll be finding out about that poll coming up in about a week and a half or 2 weeks, something like that. And we'll be posting that over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Stay tuned for that. But now, I got to do something I forgot to do earlier. and remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The next radio obituary is for Alfred Kasha, the American songwriter whose songs include The Morning After from the Poseidon Adventure. He worked at the Brill Building in 1959 alongside all of those other fabulous writers and artists who hung out there. He worked with many great artists, including Aretha Franklin, Neil Diamond, Donna Summer, and Jackie Wilson. Al Kasha just passed away at 83. Why don't we start this one with a little Skeeter content right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. By the way, still coming to you from Babyland.
She'd carry me, but I'd rather string along with Pearl. String along with Pearl.
gonna string along with a pretty pearl.
No, she is stringing me along.
Your magic hand. Makes my heart realize I'm in love, I'm in love, and I know it's true, 'cause who could fall for irresistible you? I don't know what you've got, but it's got me, baby, I'm hooked, like a fish in the sea. You make angels sing above, make the devil fall in love. You've been blessed. Oh, you much too much. There's a wonder of love in your heart. Don't ever fret. And don't you worry about me. I'll never forget what you mean to me. I love you, love you, my whole life through. 'Cause who could fall for irresistible you?
Let's flow, baby, let's at a dance when he caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro, and soon I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova.
Now, I hope you can hear these birds. Of course, we're recording in the afternoon, as we do these days from Babyland. These birds are nonstop right now. Anyway, by the way, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and the cleanup radio obituary is for Virginia Bosler, the American actress. She originated the role of Jean McLaren in Brigadoon on Broadway in 1947, repeated that role in a reduced capacity in the 1954 film adaptation. She went on to perform additionally on Broadway in Cole Porter's musical Out of This World. She was in Gentlemen Prefer Blondes in 1951, and even the Nancy Walker musical, it was a flop, called A Month of Sundays. Virginia Bosler just passed away at 93. It's the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
He takes me off his income tax. He buys me anything I please. We have a limited partnership with limitless possibilities. He takes me off his income
tax. Stop!
Really? Ladies and gentlemen, the next scene takes place in the Scottish Highlands in the wee Dachan Doris on the old Loch Lomond, where there lived a lassie named Nanty. Today is her 17th birthday. The cast includes her father, her mother, her boyfriend, and her brat of a brother, and all of them in kilts. At the moment, Nanty is letting down her skirt and putting up her hair. Well, really.
Och, today is Nanty's birthday. Today she's 17. The sweetest, solemnest birthday our Nanty's ever seen. But she's feeling shy, and I'll tell you why, as she gazes up the stair. For today she's letting down her skirt
and putting up her hair.
Oh, Nanty, my Nanty, it gives me heart a pain to think my lass will be grown up when she comes down again. When she was wee, ah, dearie me, she'd follow me everywhere. And now she's letting down her skirt and putting up her hair.
Our Nanty's now a lady, nay, Mercy is a maid.
I cannot forget the bairn she was and the games we played. I mind the moon that she was born,
and now she's standing there
on the brink of letting down her skirt
and putting up her hair.
I've counted all the candles, there isn't a name mistake. I never set eyes in all me life on sick of delightful cake. But Nanty, oh, you are so slow, I dinna believe you dare. You winna be letting down your skirt and putting up your hair.
Och, dinna you taunt your sister laddie and dinna you jibber jeer.
The poor wee lass is bashful, she might feel kinda queer.
And dinna you clack when she comes back,
and dinna you smirk nor stare.
Just because she's letting down her skirt and putting up her hair. Let none of us take notice when Doon or Nanty comes, but gaze up at the ceiling, a twiddling of our thumbs,
as though it were an ordinary, everyday affair
for a lass to be letting Doon her skirt and putting up her hair. We'll whistle a tune, we'll whistle a tune when Doon she comes at first.
I didn't see how you'd be whistling a tune, you'd be laughing fit to burst.
Ach, leave the cake, for goodness sake, I didn't see how you dare. When a lassie is letting down her skirt and putting up her hair.
She's coming anew, she's coming anew.
She couldn't be so quick.
She's coming anew.
Ach, hold your tongue or I'll give you a lick of the stick.
She's coming anew.
Who wished it's true?
She's creeping along the stair.
Well, to be letting down her skirt and putting up her hair.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And, you know, the challenge, one of the many challenges, I should say, of doing the all radio obituary episodes is that we, if you listen, you probably know that we have the names of each of the radio obituaries, at least for the first four, and the final five. Assuming that there are at least 9 obits in a week. In a case like this, we have many more than 9 obits tonight. What do I call the ones in the middle? I don't know what to say. It gets hard not to repeat some of the words, but I'm going to do my best. Now, if this were a Mad Lib, because of course that's how we got this naming convention, it dates back to the Mad Libs that we used to do here at Bubbles in the Think Tank back on WAIF in Cincinnati. I'm not going to tell that whole story right now. But if this were a radio obituary, this next one would be the AI radio obituary. Well, the AI call, but you know what I'm trying to say. Maybe, I hope. Anyway. We're going to go with it. So this is the AI radio obituary for Jackie Dennis, the Scottish singer, discovered by the comedians Mike and Bernie Winters in 1958. They brought him to the attention of a show business agent in Scotland, Eve Taylor, and he was able to appear on the television program 6-5 Special at the age of 15. His biggest hit in 1958 was La-Di-Da, and his cover of Sheb Woolley's Purple People Eater was his second and final UK hit. How'd that happen? He did appear on Perry Como's U.S. television show, where he was introduced as Britain's Ricky Nelson. Jackie Dennis just passed away at 77. We want to thank our Ambassador Feelgood, Scott Cornish, for reviewing this one and insisting that we play the hit, not specifying which one. I'm going to play them both because I like him that much. The Ambassador, that is. It's the AI radio obituary for Jackie Dennis right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Me, it's true, cause me got you. La-di-da, oh boy, let's go cha-cha-cha. I feel so fine now that you are boy. Not a tingle up and down my spine. It's true, cause me got you. La-di-da, oh boy, let's go cha-cha-cha. You special angel, my bebop baby. Tonight, we're gonna go to the ABC. Through the XYZ of love is true, cause me got you. La-di-da, oh boy, cha-cha-cha. La-di-da, oh boy, let's go cha-cha-cha.
You're my special angel, my big baby.
One big eye, I can miss the shaking and I say to me, it looks like a purple people little to me. It was the one I want, horn blind purple people little.
One eyed, one horn blind purple people little.
One eyed, one horn blind purple people little. What a sight to see. Well, it came down and gave and lit in a tree. I can miss the purple people little, don't eat me. He said to me in a voice so rock. The one I want, horn, blind, purple, people, eater.
One I want, horn, blind, purple, people, eater.
One I want, horn, blind, purple, people, eater. She is strange to me.
Purple, people.
Hey, Mr. Purple, people, eater, what's your line? He said, it's purple. And the truth is fine. But that's for the reason that I came to line.
I wanna get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, blind, purple, people, eater. Blind purple people need a what a sight to see. And it sprung from the tree and it in the ground.
And it started to rock, and it was rocking around.
It was a crazy day, it was swinging shit.
Sing about that balloon, palapaloon, bam, boom.
Well, bet my soul, rock and roll. Blind purple people need a pigeon toad on the ground. Blind purple people need a
three wears a week.
Blind purple people need a
what a
sight to see.
Purple people need a
really
well.
On to the radio obituary for S. Mohinder, the Indian composer trained in classical music. After years in the field, he moved to Mumbai, which was at the time the center of the film industry. His first successful film was Neeli in 1950. It was a musical, but the film was a disaster at the box office. He went on to churn out tens of movies in various musical forms, was very successful, moved to the U.S. where he continued to consult on the Bollywood musical style. S. Mohinder just passed away at 95. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
पूरा एक देह बुझाई बुरा एक देह बुझाई सपना जिया एक दाता सो मैं विसर न जाई बुरा एक देह बुझाई एक देह बुझाई हापया न जाए कीता न होए आपे आप निरंजन सोए जिन से वे पाया मान नानक गाविए गुणी निधान बुराई देह बुझाई बुराई देह गाविए सुनिए मन रखिए भाव दुख पर हर सुख घर ले जाए गुरमुख नादन गुरमुख वेदन गुरमुख देहा समाई गुरु ईश्वर गुरु गोरख ब्रह्मा गुरु पार्वती माई जे हाँ जाना आखा नाही कहना कथन न जाए बुराई को देह बुझाए देह बुझाई सपना जिया का एक दाता सो मैं विसर न जाई बुराई देह बुझाई बुराई
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We are in an all-radio obituary episode as we move along to the radio obituary for Sherry Hite, the sex educator and feminist. Her sexological work focused primarily on female sexuality, building on studies of sex by Masters and Johnson and Alfred Kinsey. She focused on understanding how individuals regard sexual experience and the meaning that it holds for them. She believed that the ease at which women orgasm during masturbation contradicted traditional stereotypes about female sexuality and concluded that 70% of women do not have orgasms through in-out thrusting intercourse. Take note, but are able to achieve orgasm easily by masturbation or other direct clitoral stimulation. She was well respected in the field of feminist studies. Sherry Hite just passed away at 77. It's her radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I know my body. If you want to show somebody how it's done, put your hand on it, have a little fun, and get the blues, the masturbation blues. Spread the good news, get the masturbation blues. My palms are getting hairy, my eyesight's getting worse. Everybody knows I got the masturbation curse. I got the blues, the masturbation blues. It's there when I choose. I got the masturbation blues. Oh, Riley. I need a 10-minute break. All I need is my right hand. I'll be feeling great. I got the blues, the masturbation blues. It helps me to snooze. I got the masturbation blues. So spread the good news. Get the masturbation blues.
Definition: mutual orgasm.
My husband and I just choose not to have it. We have always been with Allstate. We think it's a good company. Oh, those mutual of orgasm people, we don't like them. Their show is way too violent. Wild Kingdom with Marlon Perkins. He and Jim are always wrestling those animals to the ground. We just believe we're in good hands with that other company.
Sex.
I asked my mother the facts of life, so she handed me a book.
Egad, what a book.
You'd be surprised at the things I learned after taking just one look. For instance, if you see a boy rabbit and a girl rabbit run and hide in a hollow log, they're not being chased by a dog. It's sex, S-E-X, sex. And if a male ostrich and a frail ostrich stick their necks deep into the sand, it's not to get the derriers tanned. It's sex, S-E-X, sex. They say a mink likes to think that he gets more action than a bobolink. And they say there's hardly a new who hasn't intimately known another new. When a parrot in a cage has reached a certain stage, you notice how strangely he behaves. Well, it's not a cracker he craves. It's sex, S-E-X, sex.
If a gopher meets a gopher, he could gopher, he's a loafer, if he doesn't try to find out if she necks.
And if a moose is on a loser, needs a moose he can seduce to produce a moose papoose. Man, that's sex.
While you're sitting out there drinking, we know you must be thinking love is free and everyone should try it.
But either girls are getting colder or else I'm getting older, cause it seems as though of late I've had to buy it.
Me too.
An oyster in a shell can do it very well. We don't know how they do and they won't tell, but they do.
What the hell?
It's sex, S-E-X, sex. And if a young physician who's in good condition has an urge to take a lady's pulse, and he stays for 3 days, what else?
Oh.
It's sex, S-E-X, sex. In days of old, when knights were bold, they kept getting bolder till they got too old. And when Cleopatra was queen, she would have shocked Confidential magazine. If your daughter and her beau are on the patio and you hear them talking less and less, please believe they're not playing chess.
Hail, mate.
Sex, sure you'll agree. Slightly S-E for slightly evil X for ecstasy. It's sex, you can take it in.
super sex noodle.
I haven't any statistics about wives who have affairs. I wouldn't trust the statistics if I had them. It's supposed to be so terribly, terribly wicked for a wife to cheat that I can't imagine any wife telling the truth even to a Kenzie team. But I personally know some wives who do cheat, or have cheated, and all of them, with one exception, are still married to the husbands they cheated on. This isn't to condone the practice for men or women. Still, I don't see why a wife should feel any guiltier about breaking marriage vows than a husband. It's more difficult for a married woman to arrange an affair, more of a public horror if she's found out, so she does think 1,000 times before transgressing. She's custodian of the children, of course, and that usually stops her. Also, if she's a homebody, who are her prospects? She may have no one more likely to succumb to than the fresh vegetable door-to-door chap. However, affairs do happen to married women, and the fact that some of these girls manage to have them year in and year out without detection is, I think, a tribute to their superior criminal instincts. I don't believe most wives who cheat do so because they are raving nymphomaniacs or trying to get back young love's lost dream. I think usually this girl has tried hard, without success, for better bedmanship at home and would still prefer her new enjoyment to be with her husband if that were possible. What woman really enjoys skulking around in her dark glasses pretending to be driving to the laundromat when she's really headed for a motel? If you're an unfaithful wife, however, for whatever reasons, and or maybe you're contemplating the step, then these are rules you might follow if you want nobody but nobody to know. Pick your quarry carefully. Husbands' friends make very safe lovers. They don't want to lose a wonderful friend any more than you want to lose a husband. So they exercise care and secrecy without your nagging. If you simply can't feel anything for a friend of the family, well, at least pick a married man. He, too, will not be a blabbermouth, and he isn't likely to fall hopelessly in love with you or want you to marry him or anything silly like that that could spoil all your fun. If you choose a younger, unmarried man, be sure he's grade A socially, preferably somebody solvent or engaged to or in love with somebody else. His physical attributes may be the wildest, but if he has blackmail on his mind, you may quickly grow to hate his muscles. In selecting a trysting place, use your imagination. If you're clever, Alfred Hitchcock shouldn't be able to figure out where you've been or what you've been doing. Always arrive in separate cars and never drive with your lover at any time. Accidents à deux are a dead giveaway. Just like the man who is cheating, you really must take great pains not to alter patterns at home and create suspicion. No sudden bursts of affection now, or lackluster performances in bed. Always try to be at home when your husband is there. Never write or receive letters or get phone calls except at agreed-upon times, and don't sign anything. And don't up and confess to your husband in a fit of honesty or sadistic braggadocio. It really will drive a wedge through your marriage. Brag to a trusted friend, if there is such a thing, in these circumstances, or confess to a psychiatrist, but leave your husband out of it. Now, it's possible through your liaison that you have learned some new tricks, that a certain amount of new sparkle and zest will have been added to your marriage. In that case, well, your poor lover has simply done himself out of a job.